Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Some exotic
booze. I am so glad you're with me. Honestly, there's something about fall that I find so invigorating. And what we're going to do today is, somebody pointed out to me the other day that, you know, there are so many interviews that we've done that are so amazingly, outstandingly, marvelously wonderful and memorable. And, you know, even though you may go and listen to our podcast, which you will find at travelers411.com, click on podcast. If you're looking for something particular, put it in the search engine, the search box at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, or travelers411.com. It's all tied up together in one big bundle. But maybe you don't know what you're looking for. So I thought, David, and with me here, of course, is my wonderful on-air travel companion and barefoot beachcomber, our senior producer, David Isby.
And I'm sad to say that the sandals are now away because it is fall.
It, you see, that's the whole point of this show.
No, I shouldn't say they're away. They're packed because I'm ready to fly somewhere. See?
Now you're talking.
Only took me a couple years to get that nailed down.
Yeah,
but I've got it. I'm ready.
Now you're talking.
You always have to be ready to go.
You know, just like it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right.
It's also summertime.
It's right. It's warm somewhere.
Somewhere it is warm. Somewhere it is lovely. And if you have been just raked over the coals, literally, by high prices at high season in a destination that is the weather you're looking for when you're looking for it. And let us imagine this time of year, you're thinking about a warm weather destination. There are still bargains out there, and there are particularly bargains between now and around the 15th of December. Generally speaking, right after New Year's, that week that's like January 4, 5, 6 to 10, somewhere in there, or even up to like January 20. In many destinations, you know, people have done it already. They did Christmas. They did New Year's. The bills are coming in from it. Right. And they're not going anywhere. And also, if they're in public accounting or they own a business, they're busy getting ready for taxes. You know, it's not. There are a lot of places you can go that are looking for business, and they're going to give you a deal to get you to go there. Also, take a look at islands in the Mediterranean, the Canary Islands, the Balearic Islands, Ibiza, Mallorca, Minorca, Madeira. Oh, how I love Madeira, which is closer to Morocco than it is to Portugal, but it's owned by Portugal. Take a look at Malta. Take a look at places that are along the Mediterranean coastline. They're going to be more like San Diego weather. You know, they're going to be more spring than summery, but they're still going to be, the sun will be out. You can go out and, you know, I don't know, if you're not German or Danish, you probably are not going to want to swim in the Mediterranean in the winter because it's cold. But, you know, most places have heated swimming pools. So if you're looking for a deal and an exotic destination that offers more than just beaches and palm trees, you'll get that, but you'll also get shopping and history and castles and all that good stuff. And I have so many other things to talk with you about, and we're going to do that right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
All right, David, I got things to tell you. First of all, I want to remind you that later throughout today's show, I'm going to be bringing back some interviews that we've done in the past that are going to put a smile on your face and a giggle in your walk. But I want to say hello to my new best friend, David.
Who's that?
You'd love this guy. I forget his real name. His real name is Chuck something.
Okay.
But he's known as Chuckster. You like that name?
Chuckster.
Chuckster. And I met Chuckster by telephone. My man, the Chuckster, is the DJ in the nighttime on KJPW AM 1390 in Waynesville, Missouri. Now, I had a need to talk to somebody at that station to ask a question.
And you were up at 2 a.m. and he was there?
No, it wasn't that late. But it was nighttime, and it was Halloween night.
Oh, there you go.
So he was about to do this whole Halloween, you know, thing that a DJ would do on Halloween. And we had a really nice chat, and he was very helpful because the question I asked is not one that Chuckster the DJ would know the answer to, but he wasn't giving up. God bless him.
Customer service. I love it.
I'm telling you, nicest people you ever want to meet at that station, KJPW AM 1390 in Waynesville, Missouri.
I've never been to Missouri. We should go.
Well, I have been. Where do you think Branson is, for goodness sake?
I know you've been plenty of times.
You should have come when I sponsored the senior class trip for Weber Township High School in Bluford, Illinois, after those wonderful, generous, compassionate young people took the money, which was at that point about $4,000.
I remember the story, yeah.
And they had more, but they raised, from the time they're in ninth grade, they raise money with car washes and cake sales and all kinds of events that they do and things they do and raffles and whatever. And they pay for their own junior prom, senior prom, and senior trip so that nobody gets left out because their family can't afford to send them off on, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
And they'd already paid for their junior prom, and then came the summer, and then they went into their senior year. Well, sometime between summer and the early part of their senior year, one of their classmates, and I want to say his name was Derek Graham. I'm doing this from memory. Forgive me if I made a mistake, but I'm pretty sure that's right. Had a bicycle accident, and he wasn't wearing a helmet. The chain slipped on his bike, and he went over the handlebars, and he had a traumatic brain injury, and the family's insurance did not cover the massive needs, pretty much round-the-clock medical attention. And those darling children, and the vote had to be unanimous. There were 42 kids in that class, the senior class. It had to be unanimous, and they unanimously voted to donate all this money they'd been raising since ninth grade and give it to the family, which, I mean, brings tears to my eyes just thinking about how wonderful that, you know, this community, which is in essence a farming community in the Midwest, you know, they sure know how to raise more than crops.
There you go.
So I heard about it. The announcement happened in October. I didn't hear about it till December when I was forwarded a Google alert. You know, anytime my name shows up somewhere, they'll let me know and I'll go read it and make sure nobody's using my name in vain. But I've got alerts in there for all things related to travel. So when it said senior trip, that's what triggered Google to send me this alert. And I read, and this was like December 22nd. And I read this thing, these kids are not going to take a senior trip. I mean, they're being punished for what? For being compassionate? No, not on my watch. So I tracked down bless the internet, in about 10 seconds, I had the telephone number of the principal of Bluford High School, Weber Township High School in Bluford, Illinois. And I called the man. His name was Roger Pauly. And I got him at home. They were already on Christmas vacation. School was closed. And I called and I told him who I was. I said, I read about this thing. Is this all, you know, factual and whatever? Yes, yes. I said, well, you know, they're going somewhere. And I said, we'd have a tough time trying to get airline tickets donated by an airline for 42 kids and chaperones. So do you think you could get muster parents together to, you know, be chauffeurs? And he said, we'll use a school bus. I said, oh, well, there we go. I said, well, what's in range? You know, a nice, wholesome, fun, entertaining place the kids would like to go. And you know, there was this little quiet period. And I said, what do you think of Branson? He said, Branson is doable.
There you go.
You can actually just go online and put in Branson, and you'll get links to the interviews that I did with, because we went out and met them. I mean, how could I not meet these children?
Of course, I mean,
teens. They were 17, 18, almost 19 years old at that point. It was fabulous. So, yeah. Hi, all y'all in Missouri. We love you good. And Chuckster, you're the best. Stay with me now, because we're going to go off and hear some of the best interviews ever.
Robin, walking to Missouri, got a teardrop in his eye.
I hope my story don't make you cry, but this bird, he flew too high. He flew from his old Missouri home. He fell right into the city ways, like dancing in cabarets. From party to party he would roam.
Walking to Missouri, he can't afford to fly.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
For our beginning of our 16th year on the air celebration show, we're going to take you off next to Guadalajara in Mexico for a very special visit. And I remember this interview well. It was such fun. I know you're going to enjoy it. So enjoy our anniversary with us.
Do you know, I was so lucky to be invited to visit Guadalajara and the state of Jalisco by Mexico Tourism. And I changed all kinds of plans to be able to take advantage of that opportunity. And I have to tell you, it left such a wonderful impression on me that I knew while I was there that I was already planning what I would do and see on my next trip, because this was a whirlwind tour and there just wasn't enough time to do and see everything. But if you want to talk about a place with a heart and a soul that you can feel all around you in its architecture, in its artwork, I have chills telling you this, by the way, in its music, in its people. What a fantastic place. And I got lucky enough to be invited at a time that was in conjunction with the mariachi festival that was performed by people that were competing for the title of, you know, the latest and greatest mariachi players in all their gorgeous regalia. And in this wonderful opera house that rivaled any opera house you would see in Milan or Vienna or Paris or Belfast, for that matter. And David, it was a bigger model of what we have in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, at the Colonial Theater, which is sort of a smaller version, of that kind of Gilded Age fabulous place that, you know, whatever you're going to see or hear is going to be great. And so it is thrilling for me to have Gustavo Stoffert with us, who is the general manager of the Presidente Intercontinental Guadalajara. And how long have you been there, Gustavo?
Stephanie, let me say before that you are a great spokesman for Guadalajara. You could do a fantastic job helping us with Guadalajara. You are very well aware of what Guadalajara is, and I'm very proud of that.
We were very lucky to have a really passionate and knowledgeable guide provided by the local tourist office, who took us to places that if we were there alone, even if we went to the same places, we would not have had the same experience, because, and I think it's so important for people to know that when you go someplace, get yourself a guide, because they will show you things that you could so easily miss. What a wonderful city. And we were there 3 days and two nights in Guadalajara. We arrived, we spent that day, we had two more nights, and then the next day we left to go off and do other things in Jalisco. And we didn't scratch the surface of what is Guadalajara, even with the amount of time we had.
Yes, actually, Guadalajara is the most Mexican city of our country. That is true. That's the land of tequila and charros and all the gimmicks that Mexico is known by.
So. Well, so it's very true.
That way. I've been in Guadalajara for 1 year and a half already. This is my second time in Guadalajara.
Where were you before?
Before that, I was in Mérida, which is also a very beautiful city. But
yes.
Guadalajara, as I was telling you, is the most Mexican city of all. But it goes beyond of that. Guadalajara is currently, perhaps you guys didn't know, but it's the second largest city regarding the Silicon Valley. In Guadalajara, we are home of Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Flextronics, Benchmark, Honda Motors, Sanmina, Hershey, Molex, and by all means, the
you got me with Hershey.
Well, yes, I bet I did. It has nothing to do with the Silicon Valley, right?
No.
However, Guadalajara has been changing a lot. On one hand, we have the mariachis and the tequila distilleries and all that. But on the other hand, we have these very big companies which are developing year after year and which are constructing, software and hardware. And Guadalajara is becoming a very metropolitan and cosmopolitan city. To be very honest, Guadalajara is a very nice place to live at. Being a Mexican or an American, very close by from Guadalajara, there's a town called Ajijic. And let me tell you, it's the biggest neighborhood of Americans outside of America.
Well, I can see where the attraction would be, because, you know, even when I go places, I like to know that even though I feel like I'm in a very rural setting or a very country or a very seashore setting, wherever the setting is that makes me feel like I'm far removed and quiet and peaceful, I like to know that not very far away there are the services a big city offers, like a hospital emergency room. So if there's a problem, you know there are people there that know how to take care of you. Or if there are things that you, goods and services that you want to purchase, it's nice to know they're very nearby.
Exactly. That's true. And let me tell you, I feel also very proud about our hotel. Our hotel was and is a landmark. Our hotel was opened in 1983. So we took the chance in 2009, which, by the way, was a great year, to perform a complete renovation of the property. We turned it apart and remade the hotel. We went inside of every single room in every single public area, and we changed it. And we made that change following one specific topic. And you know what that is? Tequila.
Well,
it was a no-brainer,
Mexicans, right? Never missed an opportunity. Well, actually, we took the train, the Tequila Express, and we went out to where the tequila, like, are they called bodegas?
Yes.
Ranches, what have you? It was an amazing experience. As a matter of fact, if you go to my website.
Yes.
S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com. Go and look at the galleries that we have on Mexico, and you will see the tequila plantations and every bit of the process from growing the agave plant to the finished product that you get to taste.
So exactly.
I say laughingly.
As you go inside our hotel, you begin to find different kinds of agaves. And the picture of this agave plantation in the rooms, we have different paintings on that. And as you go around the hotel, you notice and you feel that you are in Guadalajara.
Catch the rest of that interview and any interview that you only heard part of today at sabrams.com/blog.
Happy anniversary, Stephanie.
Can you believe it?
Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you. On your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV. On your time.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Shall we say the ball is in your court?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I bet you like to play rough.
I like to work.
In April of 2011, I visited with Gabe Jaramillo, who has trained, coached every major tennis star you can think of.
Well, it's clear that Club Med is about experiences, and it's about experiences that have life value, not just vacation for the moment value. And as a result of the focus on excellence in terms of the experiences that are offered, they're offered by people who are serious about what they do and serious about what they know. And it is a privilege and honor for me to introduce you to Gabe Jaramillo, who is the head person when it relates to the tennis academies. He is the director of the tennis academies, and we are here speaking in his office at Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Very easy to get to, by the way. Very close to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach Airport, about an hour and a half from Fort Lauderdale Airport, and it would add another 45 minutes to an hour if you flew into Miami. So unless you had a burning need to be in Miami, you'd probably want to fly into West Palm or into Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, you've eliminated the whole question about passports and immigration lines and all that jazz. When you can have a tropical experience right here in Florida. Gabe, thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's I don't know where to start with you, because we need to talk about what it is that Club Med offers in its tennis academies, what you offer here at Sandpiper Bay. But I think we have to back up and start with where you have come from and come through. And we begin with you and your Australian hat. So let's talk about that first.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, thank you very much for having me in your show. It's really a pleasure and an honor to meet you and to be in your show. The Australian hat is an interesting story. Jim Courier, number one player in the world, won the Australian Open years ago. And what the Australian used to do is used to give the hat as a present to the winner. Well, he didn't like the hat, so he gave it to me. And I wore it proudly on the court, and I've been wearing the hat ever since. And I love my Acura.
Well, I guess when you're out in the sun a lot, it gives you a lot of protection.
30 years in this Florida sun, you need it.
Well, how do you play? You don't play tennis with that on.
I do.
You're kidding, really?
I do. You get used to it. It's my trademark.
It really is. All you're missing is the boots. and a kangaroo or a koala bear following you around. Now, you have been associated with coaching some great names in tennis. Can you mention some of them? Because we love dropping names around here.
No, I've been very lucky. I was able to coach Andre Agassi, Monica Seles, Jim Courier, Pete Sampras, Sharapova, Kornikova, and the list goes on. So I've been very fortunate.
How did that happen?
I used to work with Nibble Thierry. I was his right-hand man. I was the director of the academy for 30 years, and I was the traveling, when the players used to travel, I was the one who went on the road with them, and I also was in charge of their program. I was in charge of the program, not for 1 year or 2 years, but I basically wrote the program 5 years at a time.
Wow.
So it was a beautiful experience.
Well, how do you write a five-year program for someone?
For example, when a student comes here at 13 years old, their goal is to play professional tennis. So there are certain steps that they have to take, certain tournaments that they have to play, and certain goals that they have to meet. And that's what we do. We schedule, every student that comes here has a roadmap for 5 years. And, you know, we tweak it on the way.
I had the pleasure of being able to see your tennis courts for young people, which are smaller, and then your regulation size tennis courts. And someone pointed and said, you see those buildings, that's where the students live.
That's correct.
So you have people that have come not only from all over the country, but around the world, who stay here year round.
Right. The first course that you saw are for kids 2, 3, 4 years old. And we have a very, very good program for them. This is a French method, very well coordinated, and the kids really love it. The clay courts that you see in front are more for the adults, and the hard courts in the back are more for the juniors. So we have the courts for everybody. We have the rooms right across the tennis courts, and they have a view over the water, so nobody has those facilities for the students, for students that board. Now we have 63 boarding students that they come from 27 different countries. But if you look at the flags, Oman, I mean, you don't expect Vietnam, you know, you don't expect kids to play or to come from those countries to be able to come to an academy like this, but they do. And they all come with the same goal. They all come with the goals to be professional tennis players.
What's the age of the youngest?
12 years old. That lives boarding here is 12 years old from Japan. And she came about 3 months ago, didn't speak a word of English. And it's incredible how fast the kids learn the language.
The parents send them ahead, or they come and stay here as well, or what?
No, the parents send them. The parents, most of the time they come, they drop them off, they stay here for about a week. They find the facilities very good, the people are very friendly, and they go home. For example, Mayuka, that's her name, she lives in Japan. After all these problems in Japan with the tsunami and all that, we were very concerned. We talked to the parents are doing well, and they're very happy that she's here, and
of
she's
course.
Not in that mess over there.
Of course, it's a much more stable situation
for her.
And
our youngest student in the non-boarding program is 7 years old.
Wow.
That come, you know, is a regular student. And on top of it, we have the adults that come, you know, for a week at a time. And we have different programs for them. We have a program where at 8 o'clock in the morning, we start with the advanced, and 9 o'clock with the medium players, intermediate, and at 10 o'clock with the beginners. The interesting part about that program is everybody thinks they are advanced. So it's a challenge for us.
I used to like to say that average is the point above which all parents think their children stand.
Oh, that is so true. That is a great saying. I need to write it and put it on my wall.
One day I'll needle point it and I'll send it to you in a pillow.
I would love to put it on my wall.
Yes. I'm kind of fascinated with the concept of kids who are so goal-oriented that they already know they want to be professional tennis players and that they choose to come to Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida to live here in basically dormitory style. Are they here for a 12-month basis?
The regular time is 9 months out of the year that they are here. And the average is 3 years that they stay.
And so during these 9 months, how does their schooling take place?
It is great.
I hope so, because I don't want to hear them playing tennis for 9 months
else. To give you an idea, the number one and two players from Harvard are my students. The number two from Brown is my student. The number one from Princeton is my student. And we have a player here today that is 20 in the world, in the juniors. She's 350 in the professionals. But she decided not to play professional tennis. She wants to go to Duke. She got a scholarship to go to Duke. So they can do both. The whole idea is that they need to have an education. The education has to be as strong as the tennis. If they are no performer in the school, they cannot go to the tennis court. And at the same time, they have a backup. If they cannot make us professional players, they can go to school with a very good scholarship, play tennis for the school, and keep in their mind that maybe later on, if they cannot make it now, they can make it later as professional players.
And who does the schooling?
We have two schools, one that is 5 minutes away, and another one that is right on top of my office. And they do a lot of the school that they do today is online. I think it's the future of education anyway. And all this, the students that I'm telling you about...
Oh, that sure beats the heck out of having a teacher who hates you.
Right.
I like that one.
And a lot of it is one-on-one. And most of the kids here are one-on-one. They do it online,
well, yeah.
They have a tutor right behind them.
Yeah,
so the education level is very high.
Well, yeah. Anybody that's going into tennis is somebody that is focused on individual sports. My son was someone who thrived on individual sports.
What sport did he practice?
Whatever he did, if it was bike, riding his bike, or it was skiing, or whatever it was an individual sport. He didn't do well in teams.
And the kids that performed better individually.
Well, eagles don't flock.
Right.
So, I find the whole subject fascinating, and it's clearly, you guys know exactly what you're doing. Every time I see somebody out on a tennis court in a tournament, and I hear the name of who this fabulous athlete is, it always brings me back to Gabe Jaramillo, who was at some point, or still is, their coach.
And we're doing all this as we celebrate the beginning of our 16th year on the air with Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Can you believe it?
My backhand is clearly my force.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place
Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're trying our very best. This is quite a job, isn't it, David?
It is, but it's a lot of fun, actually, delving back, you know, 15 years of audio.
Wow. It's a major undertaking, but we wanted to select quintessential interviews that we've done. And we're actually going to throw in some travel tips in the next hour that we've done over the last 15 years, now in our 16th year with you. And we have so many listeners who have been with us from the beginning, and names that come to mind are Libby Wright and Terry Krautkramer. And the people that keep in touch and send me Valentine's every year. We're going to go off to England now, to Downton Abbey, which is really Highclere Castle. And we're going to speak with the lady of the house there, Lady Fiona Carnarvon.
And when was this first broadcast, you remember?
This first aired in May of 2012 when we were deep into Downton Abbey. It is a joy to introduce Lady Carnarvon, and I must get the accent on the right syllable, on the phone with me. It has been not only joyous watching Downton Abbey and seeing Highclere Castle inside and out, and a kind of intimate introduction to your beautiful home. But also, it's been thrilling in talking with my good friend Mark Leslie, whose family is associated with Castle Leslie in County Monaghan, Ireland. And they have so many connections with so many people in Ireland, in the UK, and in America because of their unique family background, Winston Churchill being a first cousin of Uncle Jack, Sir John Leslie, at Castle Monaghan, at Castle Leslie in Monaghan. And I had a chat with Mark Leslie and told him, Lady Carnarvon, that you were going to be my guest. And he said, oh, I must share some photos with you. And came out with these marvelous photos of Highclere Castle in 1912. And I'm hoping that you've had a chance to see them as well. They're at travelers411.com, the interactive part of our website. And you'll find them in member photos. The album is listed something like Edwardian Country Life. And it's the last ones that go in are the first ones that are up. So you'll see it right there at the top of the first page of photos. Welcome. And have you had a chance to see those photos?
Yes, I have. They're charming. I love photographs in that period.
And it was quite remarkable. I'm sure you have many family albums filled with photos as well from that period.
We have quite a lot from 1895 through to the First World War. Never the ones you want, funnily enough. But what we have is incredibly wonderful to still have preserved, actually. So I've scanned quite a lot of them, and some of them in the book I've written, and there was a plethora to choose from anyway, which is great.
Well,
but I like the one at the front of Highclere in July 1930 from your website. That's charming.
Well, I'll have to look more carefully at that as well. I really want to spend more time and really study each one of them. But when I fell across, Mark pointed out the two to me. I actually was in his studio at Martello Media in Dublin when he pulled up. I told him about my interest in Downton Abbey, and he said, well, as a matter of fact, I have been archiving the Leslie family photos, and in going through, I found these two marvelous pictures from 1912. And the Leslies were very keen on photography and writing, and so they just have this wonderful family archive of goodies. And so it was first in his studio that I got to see the photos, but the one that has tickled me the most, really, is the one with Queen Elizabeth as a young girl, Princess Elizabeth, with her sister, Princess Margaret. And, you see the face. There's another one there of Jenny Leslie Churchill, who was Winston Churchill's mother, and it looks like Winston is about 12 years old there, but all that's missing is the cigar. You see the face quite clearly that it is him. Now, when you were getting ready to do what needs to be done to accommodate the filming of Downton Abbey at Highclere, that must have been a massive undertaking.
Well, it's still going on because there's a third series to come. So I think you get more used to it without doubt as you go on and figure out what the process is each time they come in and go out, which they're still doing for another couple of months.
Well, now, when you began this process, it looks from the pictures that Mark Leslie sent me that there's this one picture with some ladies whose last name is Fellows, which is the same last name as Julian Fellows, who was the author of Downton Abbey. And I'm wondering, I'm making the assumption, so please correct me if I'm wrong, if that relationship with the Fellows family doesn't go quite far back, and therefore Downton Abbey was the natural heir to being Highclere being the place that it was based on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what relation Sybil Fellows, who's in the photograph, is to Julian. And there's no Fellows. Perhaps she came along with one of the people she's photographed with. I know that Lord Kitchener came to have lunch here in June 1914, who was Emma, Julian Fellows's wife. Great uncle, so that I do know, but I don't know about Sybil Fellows. There is another set of Fellows, Lord Robert Fellows and Lady Jane Fellows, who is Princess Diana's sister, elder sister, and that's another Fellows who aren't related to Julian, but who are also friends of ours and who do come here. So there are several branches of Fellows, and there are some Fellows from that branch, which definitely is different, buried in old Berkeley Church near here. So it may be through that, but I don't know.
We actually spent the entire hour with Lady Fiona Carnarvon, and you can hear the whole interview and the continuing interviews for everybody on today's show by going to sabrams.com/blog and click on the links that'll take you to the audio. This is our 15th anniversary, beginning of our 16th year show, and we've got two more hours to come, so stay with us. This is Stephanie Abrams and David Isby. And we're flying high.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.